I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado transportation officials say they'll need 10 times the $1.9 billion awarded this legislative session to complete necessary infrastructure projects around the state. That money came in a last-minute deal at the State House. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brunell has more.
Speaking at an event in Colorado Springs, CDOT Executive Director Shailen Batt expressed frustration with the state's inability to fund the needs of its transportation system. While the $1.9 billion is a good start, he described it as a mere down payment on CDOT's $20 billion need. Batt pointed to projects like the planned widening of I-25 between Monument and Castle Rock to highlight the state's shortcomings.
The idea that the two largest cities in Colorado are connected by the interstate that was designed in the 50s, built in the 60s, for a population in Colorado that they thought would be 3 million people in the 1980s, is mind-boggling.
Batt says he hopes to break ground on the I-25 project by 2019, but says progress will depend on future funding. As for whether the state could get some help from President Trump's promised trillion-dollar infrastructure plan, he says it's too early to tell. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
A teacher and a juvenile face felony charges after a bomb threat yesterday afternoon at Fountain Valley School that prompted evacuations. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports the school's technology director, Brian Boulding, and a 16-year-old face charges including terrorist training activities, conspiracy, and possession and use of a hoax incendiary device. This is 91.5 KRCC News.